Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever felt like if you had to do it over again, you would have been better prepared? There are certain things that you would have done or put together earlier. And there are certain things that as you look back, you would have said, well, that wasn't really necessary. I wasted my time giving my concentration to this point when I could have been doing something else. How important is preparation? How important is it in relation to success? What is it? What does it involve? When it comes to a student, a child, a person going to a next level in life, a next phase of life, a next, you might even say, a next era in their lifetime, how important is preparation? Our guest today would say a resounding, very, very important, specifically with regard to seniors in high school preparing for their freshman year of college and how that catapults a college career and so on and so forth into life. Preparation. That's why today we pause even at the beginning of our show to go back to the essence of really why we're here, to prepare you and your heart and soul for eternity, eternal matters. And the importance of knowing that Jesus Christ loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins, for my sins, for our sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And he calls you to himself, the living Christ, today. What better thing than to prepare for eternity? And not only that, but in preparation for eternity, you prepare for the quality of life unlike anything you could have ever imagined. Living heaven on earth with kingdom values and kingdom resources, that can be your reality too. And that's our hope. My guests, myself, we hope that you, and we pray that you, dear one, would open your heart to Jesus Christ. Now today we talk about college and preparation. And I can think of no better guests than these two gentlemen in studio with me now. They are co-leaders of a ministry called College Ready. The only one missing is my dear friend Matt Tan's wife, Carol, who's also part of the trio who has put this together. Matt Tan graduated from the University of Puget Sound in business management. He was an all-star football player for Iolani School and a varsity football coach there for 18 years. He is a supervisor for the Star Advertiser. They are members of New Hope Diamondhead, and they have three children, Scott, Daniel, Carly, and Tyson, or should I say Christ-Centered Community Church is the new name of New Hope Diamondhead. Troy Miyasato is the vice president, principal of Ferraro Choi and Associates Limited. He's a member of the American Institute of Architects, Hawaii Society of Business Professionals, and Hawaii Developers Council. Troy received his Bachelor of Science in Food Sciences and Human Nutrition, his Bachelor's in Architecture, and his Master's of Business Administration from the University of Hawaii. He's married to Anne, and they have two daughters, Jerry and Kerry. They are members of Inspire Church. Matt and Troy, welcome to our show. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Here we are a year later, entering into year three, College Ready coming up, a new season. Troy, how important is preparation? We've talked so much about it in the intro.
You know, as you mentioned in the introduction, we really feel preparation is is so very important in everything in life, But what I find as we promote the College Ready program is what you prepare for, how you prepare and what you are preparing to enter is wide and varied between parents and between students. So College Ready is just offering a part of the preparation of going to college that is spiritually and Christian-based, Christian-focused, and just actually giving a pause to the hectic practical preparation that you do getting ready for college, that you can center that journey on God.
Now, you were recently, at a well-known school, mm-hmm. and there were many different, I guess we could call it kiosks or mm-hmm. vendors, as it were, making presentation or providing services for those who would need help in the preparation process. What did you observe?
What I observed is not different from many of the other years that we attended this type of life after high school type of events. And there's a lot of vendors, banking vendors. There's a lot of airlines tables set up. And here we have our little desk called College Ready. But what I find is it's not saying anything bad about the vendors or the parents that are flocking to these tables. But when I looked at it, I said, you know, there's so much practical preparation that all of the parents are doing, rightfully so. They care mm-hmm. so much for their children, finding out the lowest airfares, when to book at the right time, how to finance college, college counseling on how to register online, you know, all the practical preparation that would make that first year both bearable and livable as a parent or as a student. But when I take a step back, and one reason why we got involved in College Ready is, you know, if you were to chart out the amount of time a parent and a child spends preparing themselves spiritually for the journey that is a blessing from God to go to college, I would venture to say that not very many people devote as much time to the spiritual than they do to the practical. And that's what we hope College Ready provides.
I have had a recurring nightmare ever since I was a little kid. As a young athlete, one of my nightmares was that I would get to the field, I'd be all suited up, I'd be ready for my football game, helmet on, my shoes. I forgot my shoes. And it goes back to preparation. How many of us, as we look, and as parents, as we look, you know, that's a little tongue-in-cheek, but look and say, well, if I could have done something better, if I could have realigned my priorities. Matt, what would you say in relation to that with regard to preparation?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, I was a football coach, an athlete and a football coach for many years, and preparation was key. You know, learned a lot of valuable life skills, which, you know, that's how I kind of relate to a lot of things now that I'm walking with Christ, is being prepared. And this is like fall camp. This is where, you know, you really put in the work. College Ready is like putting in that hard work and preparation and, you know, vision setting, and where you really get prepared for that next day, for the season, which in this case is going away to college. So it's crucial. I mean, without a great fall camp or without great preparation, you know, it's tough to really just wing it on the fly in anything you do, whether it's sports, academics, or your career. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, using the sports analogy, I could have brought my shoes. I could have bought the top-of-the-line shoes and have be suited up completely with the best equipment. But if I wasn't mentally prepared for the game, if my heart wasn't prepared, ready to battle out with a heart of courage, knowing the schemes, what our opponent was going to do, or how I was going to make our moves, or as a team, what we're going to do. So there, it does not diminish in any way the necessities of the logistics. That's all and ever so important. But there's a whole other area of mental and spiritual preparation. What is it about College Ready, Matt, that prepares a student spiritually?
Well, first of all, is that, like you mentioned, an opponent. We have an opponent who is Satan and his adversaries. And, you know, we need to be prepared for his schemes and the environment that these children are being put in college that they need to be prepared for, you know. And it's not something that we want to scare them about, but we want to equip them. It's just like when we go to play a game, it's we want to know our opponent and what we need to do to be successful.
Vigilance. We want to be ready, prepared. Again, that same word. You in college ready, there are numerous topics, and it's, you know, the 6 weeks, right? Plus the orientation. So 7 weeks altogether.
Yes.
And it talks about vision, friendships, academics, dating, having fun, and growing spiritually. You see, a wide array, but very specific in terms of relatability, practicality, relevance, and need. It's your next big step, so don't face college unprepared, is what your flyer says. The orientation meeting is June 15th, coming right up, and Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. from June 15th, they're on to July 27th at New Hope Diamond Head, right there above Kahala Mall, California Pizza Kitchen. Matt Tan and Troy Miyasato are here in studio with us today. To find out more, you can email them at collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. Again, collegereadyhawaii, all one word, @gmail.com. Hey, we're just scratching the surface on this matter of preparation. But how do you prepare to prepare? Well, these men are specialists, and they're going to talk about that when we come back. So you don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It is one of the most helpless feelings when you know your child needs something, but for whatever reason in the context that you are in, you're unable to fulfill it. at least at that time, you're not able to do it, and it sends you into, it sends me, it sends us into a tizzy of thoughts and desperation and feelings. And you say, man, if I could only do something about it to help my child, if only I could do something to help my child be better prepared for life, better prepared for college, I would invest in that. I would want them to be a part of that. Well, today, we do have help. We have help, and it's called College Ready. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad that you're with us today. This program speaks on a specific topic, but it relates to many. And there is something I believe that the Lord has for you if your heart will be open to what He has to say through Matt Tan and Troy Miyasato. They are the co-leaders of College Ready, along with the one that makes up the total trio, Carol Tan. But Matt and Troy are with us today. Find out more about this show. You can listen to it again, hear it in its entirety if you're tuning in right now, or pass it on to a family member or a friend. Get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about College Ready or to contact these gentlemen, collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. Troy, why? Why is this so important? Why is College Ready so important?
I feel College Ready is so very important. There are many tools that you can use to get prepared, but College Ready is a program that really will touch the heart of both primarily the graduate that's leaving and the parents that are releasing them into their next phase in life. Why is it important? You know, just this morning I was in the Bible and I was reading 1 Corinthians 13:11, in which it speaks of setting aside your childhood days and entering into adulthood. Is a transitional period, and this College Ready program, why is it important? It helps with the transition. It helps with the transition that they are going to be undertaking, and it'll help them go through a variety of topics that, to tell you the truth, both the parents and the young adult has so much questions about of how to handle it, how to face growing up, and especially growing up on a college campus.
One of the topics is vision. I think it's one of the first ones that right out of the gate, you talk about vision. And why is that so important? What difference does it make?
Well, if you can't see where you're going, how are you going to know where you're going? And that's very practical, but it makes sense. I mean, you know, the Bible talks about it a lot. Where there's no vision, the people perish. And that's something that, you know, it starts off with that, because it's a vision on why they're going to college, what God wants them to do there in college, and that's where it starts. Yeah.
Vision, I think, as I think about it as well, is it not only propels you to do certain things, it restrains you from doing other things, because one must be selective to accomplish a goal or to fulfill a purpose, to get to a certain place, and that in itself is an invisible protector, like an invisible boundary, but not a boundary to constrain or even enslave, but more of a boundary to protect and to focus and concentrate, so that the full potential of a person, theoretically speaking, could be accomplished. So that's one of the areas that you talk about. There are groups, though, right? Our young people are not just listening to a talking head. There's another dynamic that goes on in the sessions. What is that?
Well, the evening really starts with fellowship, in which we encourage getting together in groups and having a light snack, talking about the getting ready for college. But the real evening starts with a short DVD session on specific topics of the evening. We go through vision, friendship, academic excellence, dating, having fun, growing spiritually. Those are the six sessions. After the DVD series, though, we do break into small groups. And the small groups, we do our best to organize them. If we have multiple people at a certain college, going to the same college, we group them together. If it's a region, a state, we group them together. And basically, they're split into also gender. So girls are with girls, with facilitators of the same sex. So that they can ask the questions that they've been wanting to ask all year. Because, every graduate, whether they make like they're ready to go, they have a ton of questions to ask. And that's where the power of the evening comes, because the Lord is in the room and the Lord is flowing through every group, and the sharing of each other's concerns, sharing of the experience that the facilitators, every group has, by the way, every group is assigned a facilitator that is in college right now, doing the battle, walking the walk. And if we are lucky, like we were last year, we also have a second facilitator that is right outside of college that has a perspective of why were you there for 4 or 5 years? What is all the value on? And with that type of resources that God has blessed this program with facilitators that will be able to speak the truth of the now college campus rather than Matt and I speaking of a college campus 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power that this evening and this program has.
And along those lines, I would imagine that there are even questions that they didn't know they wanted to ask, but because someone else asks
it.
Yes,
exactly.
It triggers something in them, or it resonates with something in them because they were thinking the same thing, but just never put it in a certain phrase it as a question. Group dynamics, fellowship, communication, processing like that is incredibly valuable. What is it, Matt, when you talk about, or when the presentation comes to friendships? What's that all about?
You know, friendships is, throughout life, as parents, we're always concerned about who our kids are hanging around with. Try to guide them with that. We put them in private schools, or if not, we just want them to be around good people. And that's one of the things that, the Bible talks about, of course, and bad company corrupts good character. And that's something that we, going into college, these students are going into an environment that they may not know anybody on campus. And it gives some practical ways to how to get connected and around the right people, and so that they can be accountable, like we all need accountability with each other.
Now, who's invited to participate in College Ready?
Oh, it's open to all students that are graduating this year from high school and going to college, whether it's here in Hawaii or on the mainland. It's open to all Christians. We've had non-Christians come. So it's open to all seniors going to college.
How much does it cost?
The cost this year is $60. It's for all, that $60 is inclusive of the orientation night and all six sessions following that. It covers the cost of the material, such as the workbook. We have light refreshments every evening and the facility that we're having it at.
Well, if you ask me, that is an incredibly generous offer to invest in the life of my child, of your child. Someone may argue that could be the best $60 that you spend, especially on this side of a life-changing transition. It could save their life. It could save their future. You know how it is. We know how it is. How volatile life can be. The Lord, in His grace, He gives us the ability to choose, the freedom to choose. And none of us makes the right decisions all the time. But if we can somehow grant clarity by the grace of God, He grants clarity to us through programs like these. And it saves us heartache. One heartache here, another heartache there. Wow. That much more progress can be made. And College Ready is available for you. Matt, if they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, they can, the best way is through email. It's collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. And we can send a registration. They can ask questions. And we can go from there.
Matt Tan's number, he's gracious enough to give it, 808-722-7950. 808-722-7950. Hey, email them. collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for the future of your family, your ohana, as we say here in the islands. Troy Miyasato and Matt Tan are our guests today. And the thing about these manly men is they've got really soft and tender hearts, tender for our young people. They love our young people. And when you see them in action, you'll say, well, wow, they have a heart of love for my daughter. They have a heart of love for my son. And what better place to, in a period of transition, to bring your child to a place where there's equipping, there's fellowship with others in the same age, and training. Get them to think and process thoughts that maybe you and I didn't process. And you know, hey, where did that lead us? Don't we all need the grace of God? When we come back, we'll talk more about the grace of God through College Ready and academics, dating, having fun, and even growing spiritually with Matt Tan and Troy Miyasato. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Are there things that you just, when you do it, you know, ever since you were young, when you would do something in... And there was a comparison with you and some others. And it might not even have been in a competitive environment. But it came naturally for you. And what you did or how you produced it, whether it was... I mean, it could be on the ball field. It could be in something that you drew or painted. People would look at it and go, wow, how did you do that? It's like you were given a supernatural gift. And it was distinguished from others. And it may not even have been a real area of interest, but you were just good at it. You possess a certain aptitude given by God. Well, during our break, Troy and Matt, we were just talking a little bit about that. And there's some point of relation here. They'll frame it for you as they talk about College Ready. But you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Matt Tan, and Troy Miyasato in studio with me today. Find out more about College Ready at collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. Again, communicate with them. The big event is coming up over the course of the summer. It starts Sunday, June 15th at 3 o'clock p.m. It's an orientation meeting. They're at New Hope Diamond Head above Kahala Mall's California Pizza Kitchen. College Ready will be there, open to all incoming college freshmen, open to parents. Come find out more, learn more, and you can learn more now at collegereadyhawaii.com. What is it that was we were so enthralled by as we spoke during our break?
Well, we were talking about the session in College Ready called Academic Excellence. And we were talking about a portion of that evening where they talked about aptitude. And it was sort of a new concept when I first watched the video. A lot of the college students and even some of the parents supporting the direction the graduate is taking pretty much took interest tests. What are you interested in? Or some are going into college majors that because there's future jobs in it. Mm. Well, the academic excellence section of the College Ready program touches upon a portion of discovering what you have aptitude in, which is what we equated it to was how did God build you? Mm-hmm. To seek the Lord on, and you could call it many ways giftings, but it's broader than that. Is trying to figure out not only what you're good at, but what comes natural to you, what comes easy to you. How does your personal mind work, and therefore there's fields of study and also careers that would lend itself to that. And I guess what we were amazed was that whenever someone says exercise your spiritual gifts, it usually is a gifting that comes very easily once you start exercising, because it's God's gift to you to bless others with. Well, aptitude and how you're built will also lead you down a career path fulfilling the so-called first session vision for you, that God can use you in miraculous and powerful ways. And college is just one step in developing you towards that.
That perspective, it's a shifting. I mean, when you say, okay, where is the jobs? And okay, I'm going to go in that direction. Without assessing what a child or a young person has been given by God, this aptitude, this grace to really flourish in that area, that could really be missing the mark of a calling, mm-hmm. and even a fulfilled career, fulfilled potential. Of course, if you're fulfilled in it, you enjoy what you're doing, it energizes you, and you're productive. Many people are blessed because of that. I think, Matt, Troy, this topic is somewhat stimulating, but it could also be somewhat depressing for a person, maybe even a parent, or someone listening who's saying, you know what, I went into life just thinking, where's the job? And I missed and didn't develop, and here I am decades later, wishing I heard that early. This might be the most disturbing part of our time today, what you just said, Troy, but it could also be the most liberating.
Yes.
Because it's never too late. I think we should really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late. Maybe this is when you were supposed to hear it in God's economy of time. But certainly when it comes to our young people going to college, it would be a good thing for them to know in relation to academics. No wonder I struggled in some areas.
Thank you.
How about dating, Matt?
Well, dating, that's our most popular, you know, we try our best to just track and to see, you know, attendance. And that's, people come out of the woodworks for that one. That's the most popular session that everybody shows up early for and stays late for.
Some may even pay $60 just for that session. What is it then? What is it that draws them out?
Well, at this time in their life, you know, the hormones are going, they see the freedom that college enables them to date. You know, mom and dad isn't right there at the doorstep. And they can use that in a godly way or an ungodly way. And but they're seeking how to do it, and we want to point them to how the Lord wants them to do it and how blessed they'll be if they go that route.
I want to go deeper in this area because it's such a draw. Young person may be listening, someone going into college. So if that's you, then make sure you sign up. Make sure you go. Make it a point. But what is it that you would, if you were to pick it up and look at it from different angles, this issue of dating, where does it take us?
Well, the you know, we don't assume that everybody was raised the same way, that a group of 40 young adults sitting out there at college ready will have different upbringings. But this program does put it in a biblical perspective on how to approach dating, how to approach developing deep friendships with the opposite sex, how the four-year period could be wonderfully blessed with great deep friendships, and how it could go sideways and be 4 years of regrets if certain boundaries are crossed or certain things are experimented with. And it just puts it in a perspective like that. It also talks about, which hit home for me, because I see it all around me, is when we work with youth group, young adult youth groups, many times when the graduate goes to college, all of a sudden they think they're adults. And the dating becomes what they termed playing married. And the lesson that they talk about was so very interesting, and the warning against playing married and being clear that you're not. And there's appropriate boundaries when you're not married to maintain, and what regrets can come when it isn't observed. Yeah.
I think it brings to bear the point of an open dialogue around a table with maybe one, that a facilitator that's in college, someone as part of the group that has gone already gone through. But to be able to share in that respect, because it's through one, and this is maybe a way of simulating the reality of a college environment where there is supposed to be an open exchange of ideas, mm-hmm. and to really wrestle with these ideas and how do they relate to me? How do they relate to you? What are my convictions? But to help them in a safe environment. To be able to do that with biblical guidance and insights. College ready. So Troy, how can, if somebody wants to find out more about the program, how they can be involved, what's the next steps, what should they do?
The best way to get more information is to email us at collegereadyhawaii, that's one word, collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. You can ask questions. You can get a little bit more information, or you can call Matt Tan, my counterpart here, at 722-7950, or myself, Troy Miyasato, at 220-8359. I don't want to complicate that, but if you do want to know more about the program itself, the material that is put on by Family Life, a very well-respected group.
Family Life Ministries, yeah.
You can go to www.collegeready.com and you can learn more about the material, the DVD and the workbook material that is used in the process. I can tell you that the DVD and the materials that we use is really, really well thought through, But the College Ready experience is more than that, and we talked about that earlier in the small group sessions, with the ability to ask facilitators that are their age or a little older about what really is going to happen when they step foot on that college campus.
Someone may say, well, does my church need to be involved in order for my child to go?
And that is absolutely not. In the last 2 years, we averaged 12 graduates from 12 different churches, 12 to 13 different mm-hmm. churches, and your church itself doesn't need to be involved.
And what if someone says, hey, I'd like for my church to be a part of that? Well, when we come back, Matt Tan, Troy Miyasato, we'll talk about that as well, how churches can get involved, how you can get materials, how you can pass the word on to let people in your church, college students of your church entering their freshman year, how they can be involved. The ministry is growing, and it's not surprising to me because they're touching a nerve. You've heard a scratch where people are itching. Well, they're scratching where people are itching, and it's not one of those itches where you're trying to find where it is. You can know where it is, and you can get relief. It will help. It'll make a difference. College ready. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wondering desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmi Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you look at a tree that is grown wide and broad, you could pretty well guess that beneath the surface there are roots, and the roots have grown quite deep in order for that tree to grow as tall as it has. And when we talk about the root systems, there is a parallel with spiritual growth, things that are seen even beneath the surface of our lives, but it affects the decisions we make. And that needs to be nurtured. That needs to be cultivated, watered. There needs sunlight. There needs time. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with Matt Tan and Troy Miyasato of College Ready. And we're talking about the upcoming College Ready season, starting on June 15th, which is the orientation meeting, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Sunday at New Hope Diamond Head above Kahala Mall, right above California Pizza Kitchen, CPK. And this will go on for a total of 7 weeks, six in addition to the orientation, on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. from June 15th on to July 27th. And the cost is $60. I don't think you can get a better arrangement than that. You'll get far more than you put in when it comes to this, when you think about a return on this grand investment. Matt Tan, you can find out more, contact him, 808-722-7950, or Troy Miyasato, 808-220-8359, collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. Growing spiritually, gentlemen, how is that done in College Ready?
Well, that's the Super Bowl, if you want to call it, of College Ready, where we want to have these kids make their faith their own. Yeah, it's not mom or dad's Jesus. We want it to be their Jesus. And, you know, I've heard people say that their child was grown up in church, but not in Christ. And that's one thing that we want to really just try to share with them, that it's now time to make their faith their own. If they haven't already, or if they have, great. Let's grow those roots down even deeper before they set off to college.
Mm-hmm. Troy, what angle would you take in terms of your vantage point and explanation?
Well, we talk about a lot on college, during College Ready, about the environment that they are entering. And for a lot of cases, the people attending College Ready are Christians. But believe me, at least 30% are either sort of Christians or not Christians at all. But the program gives a lot of both practical and faith-based recommendations and knowledge. But we talk about the environment that they're going to be stepping into. It's no longer a very protected environment that you'd find at your church. It's probably, if the graduate has gone to a Christian-centered school like HBA, like Hanalani, you know, a lot of Damien, you know, it's a spiritually focused school with it integrated throughout the lessons. However, there'll be most of them will be entering campuses that are as wide open in their liberal thinking as they can be. And sometimes there's an argument on why that should be so, where there's fostering and challenging of ideas. We saw that in the recent movie God's Not Dead, you know. And so how do you grow spiritually? How do you hold on to your spiritual foundation in when you're walking into a world like that? This program won't solve it in one night session, but it will provide the heads up if they see something coming their way. It'll give them a motivation to grow deeper in their faith and truly make it their own. I mean, it'll on the college campus, it will be tested, it will be challenged, both internally by the individual as well as by individuals around them. And this is by far not an apologetic session, but it is a session that the graduate will turn and say, what do I need to do to prepare? What type of friendships do I need to establish to keep me to keep me focused and go deeper in my faith? Whether you call that fellowship groups, small groups, or just friendship groups that will keep them accountable to their faith. That is all part of the discussion, and they're great tips. They give the program will talk about timelines on to be effective when you should find a home church at your new location and a church that you found is no longer, hey, my parents dragged me to the church for 12, 13 years or whatever it is. It's now making your faith your own, searching it out, testing it. Is the church I'm thinking of really grounded in what is important, what I've been brought up in is important to me, you know? And when and how some avenues of finding faith-based organizations on campus. That's another big one because, you know, the dorm life is the dorm life. And if you don't have fellowship with other Christians, the chances of you meeting the association that will sidetrack you or distract you from growing spiritually deeper and better over 4 years is very high. Yeah. So the program really talks about these steps that are practical and are tested. And the facilitators that come back will share the good and the bad of whether they followed these recommendations and what it resulted in.
Mm-hmm. You know, Danny, the statistics are staggering. This family life curriculum, it points out that about 65% of church-going high school students abandon their faith in college and quit church altogether once they're in college. And obviously, this is something that, you know, that's a staggering number, 65%. And we're here to just, with obviously the Lord behind it, to reverse that trend.
Mm-hmm. My question would be, you know, why? What's causing that? And just by looking at the framing of or the construct, the construction of what we have here as the main topics, that would be a way of maybe combating or even creating a superstructure in the midst of what you were talking about. I think also in relation to this, if given the right foundation and some of the right support systems, an environment that can be adverse would even strengthen a student's faith and galvanize their faith.
Amen.
You know, there's that whole realm of insulation, right? Where we insulate so that the child doesn't face the temptations, doesn't face the challenges, but they grow. But then there's another aspect that we would call inoculation. And, you know, there is a touching of, or even in some ways, there's an integration with this challenge that could be adverse, but then it makes the conviction stronger. It allows the ability to communicate clearer. Their faith grows even more in the midst of an environment like that. So, but the structure is what I think College Ready is helping to provide. Any other thoughts in the last couple minutes, Troy, Matt, with regard to College Ready and what would move a parent to say, hey, you know, this is the time I need to do it now?
Well, I wanted to also touch upon one thing that all, it seems as though a lot of family life's programs do, and that is establishing a real game plan on what you want to achieve over the 4 years. What this program, College Ready, does, it ends or it builds exactly that, a game plan that each individual should and will fill out in all of these categories that we go through over the 6 years. And a lot of what they fill in is what they're hearing from the Lord in His Word, in mentorship through the program. I mean, empowering friendships. It'll have them commit to steps that they want to achieve on the first year or over the four mm-hmm. years. You know, in excelling academically, it'll have them sit down and focus and write it out. This is a written out personal plan for them, for themselves. No one's going to look at it. It's their commitment to themselves from dating right. Where are the boundaries? What are they going to be doing? Having fun. Where are the boundaries? What are they going to be doing? But growing spiritually also. What are their goals and what will they commit to doing over the next 4 years? And this is such a powerful tool, a powerful game plan to have up in front of them. The actual program says fold it up and keep it in your wallet. Keep it somewhere visible at all times. But you want to leave this College Ready program. You want to step onto the campus fully prepared in all of these categories. And we hope that the program does this.
When they do that, the process, having that in hand when College Ready is over, to take that with them to the next step of their life, it is invaluable. Mm-hmm. To have a game plan for life, for college, wow. Matt Tan, Troy Miyasato, God is using you to help facilitate this. And for that, I want to join all the other parents who are going to participate this year or are contemplating, as they have other kids coming up, coming through the ranks. I want to thank you personally and on behalf of parents and young people for the difference that you're making.
Thank you for having me.
My friend, I hope you've been encouraged by the practical insights of Matt Tan and Troy Miyasato. Find out more at collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Matt Tan and Troy Miyasato. Find out more at collegereadyhawaii@gmail.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.